Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and I'm chatting here today with Tim Sharp, who's the mayor of the city of Riley here in Riley County. First of all, good morning, Mayor Sharp.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's good to talk with you. I know a lot of things have changed over the last month with how government operates here locally, and wanted to reach out basically to get kind of a small town perspective on everything going on. What's changed as far as city operations there in the city of Riley?
Well, we're like a lot of other places. Our city hall is locked. We have two full-time employees that work there. They're both still working, doing their job, and they do let some people in from time to time if there's a real need for it. But if we can do it by phone and or Dropbox to drop off payments and such, we sure try to do it that way. And our last city council meeting we had via Zoom, the one previous to that, which had been about a month ago now, we had it in person, but we were all spread out to a certain extent. And we were kind of watching to make sure, you know, we didn't get too many people in. And at that point, we had decided that we were going to keep meeting in person. But, you know, as things progressed, everybody was saying, no, you can't do that. We got to shut down. So we went and used, I think it was Zoom last week for our meeting.
So, Aaron.
Most of our guys they're working. We have two guys that work full time, you know, on the outside part of the work we do, and they're both still working and just trying to maintain some space as best they can. Sometimes you got to be closer together than 6 feet to get stuff done. But.
Interesting. Well, as far as you know, having your public meetings, has there been any trouble with you know, from the public wanting to get access in or maybe
with our Zoom, we published, if you wanted to be able to watch it, that you call in. We were afraid there were some things that had gotten Zoom bombed or whatever, when they were putting inappropriate stuff on, you know, over top of the meeting. So we didn't broadcast the login stuff, but we broadcast that we were doing it that way, and if you wanted the information, you could call into City Hall so they could get the information to log in. And no, we haven't had anybody complain to myself that I'm aware of anyway. So.
Very good. Well, as far as you mentioned when you can, you're trying to physical distance, and I know a lot of folks are trying to do that. Has there been any, you know, pushback? Are you having any trouble with, you know, making sure people are following the guidelines?
Well, when we first closed City Hall, council hadn't met yet, and so our clerk was reluctant to lock the door without council's approval on that. But put a sign up that, you know, please refrain from coming in unless you really, really have to. And people would come right on through and not read anything. Now that they're locked, most of the time, no. But some people still feel like they need to be closer. So they've accommodated them to a certain extent, but most people have been very good about doing things by phone and you know, or payments and such, either doing it by computer or putting it in the Dropbox, so there's no personal interaction.
As far as, and I've been to Riley several times, but I don't recall the businesses that are there. I can't imagine there's a whole lot open right now.
We have four food, retail food places. Shortstop has pizza. They have two restaurants downtown, or three. One of them's Gambino's, and there's two small town restaurants there. The Gambino's and the two small town restaurants are both still, all three still operational. They're doing curbside pickup, and I just saw one of them has a, so you can order online now instead of calling in for the food. So they've changed their hours around some to accommodate more, you know, how people are utilizing this. And from what I see, they're still doing some business. I don't know. I haven't talked to them to know whether they're, you know, staying afloat or gurgling or how they're doing, but they are still doing business. So that's going. The bank there is still open, but their doors are locked. But if you need to get in to get a loan, they'll let people in, and they're still doing the drive-up window. So we have a small packing plant there in town, and they sell retail meat as well. And I haven't been there lately, but I understand that their doors are locked, but you can call and they'll bring stuff out to you. So things are still going. Sawmill's still in operation, but they don't have a lot of retail customers there anyway, so it's, I don't know how they do that. A lot of theirs online, or, you know, it's just a few people here and there that come, so most of their stuff is shipped, I think, anyway.
Right. And you guys don't have a local grocery store there in town, aside from the convenience store, is that right?
Well, the Dollar General, and it's still busy and functioning. You know, they've struggled like every other place with some different products, but things are starting to get a few things back on the shelf again. Didn't quite understand some of the things that had disappeared off of there for the sicknesses that this provided. It didn't require that, but whatever. People, you know, they've got the floor marked in there for distancing and stuff while waiting in line to pay, and people are pretty respectful of it, I think.
Gotcha.
So, what I've seen.
Well, no doubt, I know a lot of businesses are struggling with this, and I know the local governments are hurting too. What kind of impact do you expect this will have on the city of Riley budget?
Well, it's hard to say. We get about half of our budget is from property taxes, and so I don't expect that to change a lot unless there would be a huge crash or something, you know, and everybody's place would get devalued. I don't really foresee that. I think things are going to turn around here pretty quick once they open things back up. But there is going to be, you know, some retail, the sales tax. We have a local sales tax, and we get some of the money from the county's quarter cent sales tax. If we get some of that money, and I expect both of those to hold pretty steady here for what we've just been through, but, you know, going forward, there's going to be some people holding back on some large purchases, I think, and, you know, so it may shorten us up, you know, 10 or 20% on buying or, you know, our taxes coming in. So, and people are, it's going to be for the same reason that the cities, you know, we wanted to do some things in the last meeting we chose not to. We're going to wait and see, you know, and I'm sure a lot of personal people are the same way. You know, wait and see, be a little more sure on whether they've got the money or not before they spend it. So that means a slowdown. This is what's going to happen. So I expect that to come this year, but I think it'll, you know, it'll turn back around again. So.
Right. Yeah. And you guys get an appropriation from Riley County too, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. Yes. Well, what would you say is the general feeling in the community right now from folks you've talked to, or is, because from what I've gathered this week, at least from some of the people here, people are just getting antsy. I think they're ready for this to be done with and kind of get back to normal.
Well, I'm sure that's the case. I mean, with myself, I haven't talked to a whole lot of people because that's one of the things this has done is you don't go out and visit with people, because when you talk, you're always spraying and people don't want to be around you, so, and vice versa. So I haven't talked to a lot of people, but with myself, yeah, it's getting old, but do what you got to do. I mean, it is a serious disease, and I don't want to downplay it. I'm probably one that's complained about having to stay home and not be able to do things, but and we do need to get open back up before too long, because it's going to hurt. We'll be losing people because of, you know, people's financial situations and such.
Right.
Has a big effect on people's psyche and so forth. So we can lose people from that as well. So I think we need to get it turned around as quickly as we can. But I don't think anybody's really that I've seen or talked to that, yeah, they're anxious to go, but they're pretty understanding of, you got to do what you got to do too.
Yeah. And you know, small towns always come together, especially in times like this. And those are always the neat stories to see, is when towns can rally together around something.
And I feel like, when I go downtown and I see some vehicles parked in front of the restaurants and stuff, even though they're closed, it's good. People are still trying to, keep them going and get a little break from their own cooking too, probably.
I know that. So, yeah. All right.
We haven't made a decision on our pool yet this year. I think Van Etten's already closed theirs for the season. We're kind of in the wait and see mode. Be a little bit before we'd open them anyway. We're probably about a month out from our typical open date. So we haven't decided that we're going to close it for the season, but we haven't set a date that we're going to open it yet either. So we're just kind of going to wait to see how things play out. And if it looks like this thing is going to be safe to do, we'll probably get it opened up. But if it don't, we won't. I mean, we don't have the budget issues, I don't think, that Manhattan does. But we've got, there'll be decision on, safety, perceived safety anyway.
Yeah.
Through the summer.
Well, that'd be something for us to keep an eye on, because I know a lot of folks are going to miss the pools in Manhattan. I mean, if they have options, you may see some people come up there and swim.
Maybe you'll have to charge an out-of-town fee.
Yeah, maybe so. All right. Well, Tim, hey, we really appreciate it.
Not a problem.